Stephen Avery is now back home in Two Rivers, but for 18 years he sat in prison for a sexual assault he did not commit, exonerated by recent DNA tests. And according to Wisconsin Justice Department numbers, there is a statewide backlog of 2,200 DNA samples waiting to be tested in state crime labs. U.S. Representative Mark Green says nationwide the number of untested DNA samples sitting on shelves is 500,000. Green has been pushing to get money so states can clear up the backlog. He says high-profile cases like Avery's and the mounting numbers helped push legislation through. The bill just passed in the House would divvy up $755 million to states.
Immediately, what it will do is allow for, it'll provide more resources to the state of Wisconsin Department of Justice for processing DNA evidence, money that states need, especially during these difficult times. It'll also provide additional money to the state so that they can train more experts, more local officials, on DNA evidence and how it should be collected and handled. It also creates new standards for DNA evidence collection to ensure that DNA evidence that is processed in another state is admissible in a state like Wisconsin.
The state Justice Department has been asking the legislature for more money to fund DNA testing at its crime labs. Green says it's not yet clear how much federal money could come Wisconsin's way. He says he's confident the funding bill will pass in the Senate because it's bipartisan. Green says it makes sense whether you're tough on crime or intent on exoneration.
I'm a capital punishment supporter. I also believe that if we don't make DNA evidence technology available in death row cases, I think we're going to see the collapse of capital punishment. I believe in capital punishment, but I believe it has to be accurate. I mean, we have to be absolutely certain that those who are convicted and sentenced to the highest penalty are in fact guilty. Well, DNA evidence will help us do that. Again, it frees the innocent. It helps confirm the guilt of the guilty.
Green says the president will sign the DNA evidence bill into law when it reaches his desk. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.